Today's action in Ramallah caps a week of high drama in the Middle East. We've also seen one of the deadliest suicide attacks in the 19-month Intifada, a bombing on Wednesday that killed 22 people who were celebrating Passover in the Israeli city Netanya. And also this week was the long-anticipated Arab League summit in Beirut and the formal endorsement of a Saudi-sponsored plan for Middle East peace. To help put some of these events in perspective, we've invited Ambassador Philip Wilcox to join us. He's a former chief of mission in Jerusalem. Ambassador Wilcox, how is it, do you think, that events escalated to this hair trigger point?
I think it's a failure of leadership on both sides. Yasser Arafat has believed, and indeed many Palestinians believe, that they're winning through this campaign of violence and terrorism. They're not winning, they're only deepening resistance on the Israeli side. On the Israeli side, there has been a total lack of vision, an unwillingness to address the core issues, the political issues, and to provide some alternative to the Palestinians. This is indeed a war of liberation. Wars of liberation must be solved through political processes. This war will not be resolved by violence.
What do you think is needed to defuse the immediate situation?
I think that the inadequacy of vision and leadership by both Ariel Sharon and Yasser Arafat cries out for a more assertive, aggressive American diplomatic role.
And so the United States should take a role at this point to defuse the situation as it stands?
I think we must, because our previous effort, which has been quite reserved and limited, is now a failure. We've tried the current approach for the last 6 months. The violence has only increased. I think we need to reconsider and put forward a bolder approach.
I'd like to ask you about the Arab summit as well, because other currents were flowing there. First of all, what do you make of the reconciliation, the moves anyway, between Iraq and Kuwait and Saudi Arabia?
Well, I don't know that those are very deep. I think it's in a way, a tactical move by the Arab states to ward off an American military attack on Iraq, which all of the Arab states fear. I think showing solidarity in the face of this American intention, they believe, will caution the U.S. against such a move.
Speaking of solidarity at the Arab summit, one place where they all agreed, actually, unanimously, was to recognize Israel. They ended up actually saying to enjoy normal relations with Israel in exchange for Israel withdrawing to its 1967 borders. Now, given what you've said about leadership and vision, do you see a tiny germ of hope in that event?
Oh, I do indeed. I think it's a very welcome, indeed, historic gesture by the Arab states. It confirms without doubt that this is not a war between the Arab states and the state of Israel. It has now been reduced to its core conflict, the struggle between Israelis and Palestinians. And the Arab offer to make peace with Israel in return for Israel's withdrawal from the occupied territories is a sound offer and a compelling one. I believe it's one that ultimately Israel will have to accept.
Do you actually think that this peace plan has legs, as it were?
I don't think that that Crown Prince Abdullah nor the Arab League have offered themselves as the negotiator. That is the role for the United States. The withdrawal that they propose is not just a benefit to the Palestinians. It ultimately will rescue the Israelis from a crisis which will permanently endanger their security until they liberate the Palestinians and withdraw from the territories.
Mr. Wilcox, thanks very much for joining us.
Very welcome.
Philip Wilcox is a former chief of mission and consul general in Jerusalem. He is now the president of the Foundation for Middle East Peace.